We are developing a product with, we tried to integrate touch technology, in fact, so that the Braille keyboard is not mechanical keyboard anymore. It becomes touch like you're using every day, in everyday life, you're using an iPhone or an Android phone and everything is touch. So that's something we want to do to introduce also in the Nautica world. At the very beginning of the project, when we began to design this product from scratch, we decided to go with Android, but very rapidly we decided to move to Windows, because at that time, I think it was Windows 8. Almost everybody is using Windows. And when you start educating, you have now Windows at school, after Windows at home, and of course, when you start working, it's Windows also.
Talk us through the device a little bit and explain to us what it is we'd be looking at, what we'd be buying, essentially.
Okay, you're looking at, let's say, a tablet-sized product. It's almost, dimensions are almost about the same size on an A4 size sheet of paper. It's thicker, of course, it's 1.8 millimeter thick, centimeter thick. You have a 32 cells bright display at the bottom, and it's all made of CNC aluminum. You have no plastic part. You have the Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, of course, and you also have a big screen of a little bit more than 10 inches wide. And on this big screen, you have the Perkins-style keyboard, which is indented into the glass. So you feel with your fingers, when you put your fingers on the screen, you feel like fingerprints, like grooves. And this is where you put your hands and you start typing. You have no calibration like on competition products. But for the very first time you start using the keyboard, when you start the product, you just put your six fingers for about a second on dot 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then the keyboard is active. And it stays active as long as you don't close it with a specific gesture, because we also have different gestures outside of the screen, because our touch matrix is wider than the screen. So we have also introduced specific zones, specific areas around the screen, specific for the blind. So you can double tap, cross through, and so on, so to make gestures like the Windows gestures, but this is our own gestures in the Windows environment.
And what led you to develop this?
When we started, we saw that many, almost all the blind people are using smartphones with touchscreens. They are very, very used to use that the screen, the gestures. But we saw that the Nautikers were only with mechanical keyboards, or blind people are still using Braille displays connected to PCs. And then when you go to school, there's also another problem, that the teachers, they don't know Braille. That's why we decided also to put a screen. The keyword of the company, the keyword with this product is really inclusion, not integration. That means that sight people can also use this product, even if they don't know Braille, because as it is a full Windows product, we also have a specific gesture. And for the sighted, they just call the Windows virtual keyboard, and then they can write. Or via Bluetooth, they can also connect mechanical keyboard. So they can really write something that the sighted will see in black, but it will be also automatically displayed instantly on the Braille display. And of course, you have the choice between NVIDIA and JAWS. We also have developed specific applications. So that means if you have the license, the JAWS license, you can switch on the fly between JAWS and NVIDIA.
And like you say as well, you can connect peripherals to this, right? So you could have a Bluetooth or a wired keyboard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have the Wi-Fi, the Bluetooth. So you have two USB-Cs.
One of the challenges with these devices is often making sure they're powered enough. This has been another long-standing issue in the community about some of the already existing products that are out there. So what kind of specifications can you buy with this?
You mentioned that you need to have enough power. So that wasn't really the case for the first inside one that we put on the markets about almost 5 years ago. But that one is really powerful. You have, as a processor, you have an i7, you have 16 gigs of RAM, you have also NVMe SSD hard disk. You have the choice between 256, 512, and 1 terabyte for the SSDs. You have Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, you have two USB-C, you have mini USB, so you can connect this note taker to another PC, so it becomes a bright display only. You have also micro SD card slot. You have USB 3 port, two microphones, and four speakers of two watch each.
So this is completely standalone as almost a desktop device, but also as a laptop device.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it's an all-in-one product.
And how upgradable is it?
Well, if you want to change the memory or if you want to send a processor, it's not possible. Unfortunately, we are not Lenovo, we are not a big company like that, so we can't afford to buy different motherboard to change and to solder. That's not possible. But we think that with an i7 and 16 gigs, you can have the product for 4 to 5 years, and you can run different Windows 11 updates without any trouble.
And in terms of pricing, what are we looking to pay for this?
Well, the price is different depending on the countries, because depending also on the fundings that you get when you want to buy this product. In France, I think this is the most expensive price, but as a blind person, you can get funds up to 80 or 90% of the price. So that's why here with VAT, we have a 5.5% VAT for this product. It costs for the end user around 7,000 euros. But if you go to the States, to the United States, it will be much less. It will be around $5,900 US dollars.
Do you have any Canadian pricing there?
Not yet. We had for the inside one, the first version, but not yet. We are discussing with different distributors. And also, we are discussing with companies in the US that are also exporting to Canada.